We have now agenda item 2, open public input. We have one person has signed up. They know the rules, 3 minutes. You'll hear the buzzer go off. Wendy Spencer. Good morning.
Vice Chair Carpenter and Commission members, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you in front of you today. My name is Wendy Spencer, and I am the Sanctuary Director at Wolf Haven International, a sanctuary for captive and displaced wolves south of Olympia. In addition to providing lifetime sanctuary, Wolf Haven is deeply engaged in wolf recovery, and our Executive Director, Diane Gallegos, serves on the Wolf Advisory Group. By all accounts, it has been a difficult grazing season, but I wanted to take this opportunity to thank the Commission and the Department for its leadership and continued commitment to the WAG process during such a challenging time. As the Sanctuary Director, my sole purpose is to save the lives of wolves, both captive and free-ranging, and I have dedicated the last 2 decades of my life to that end. As you might expect, killing wolves is incongruent with the mission of the organization that I have served for the last 18 years, and it is wholly inconsistent with my personal values. But here's the thing. My values are not the only ones that matter, nor should they be. It is not the province of an individual or an organization to establish which values are to be represented, especially in a state as culturally diverse as Washington. I am grateful that the Department and the Commission recognize the need for a radical paradigm shift in how our state deals with the issue of human-wildlife conflict. By bringing in Francine Madden, not only to facilitate the Wolf Advisory Group, but to lay the foundation for capacity building between myriad stakeholders. I must admit I was dubious of the process. I had attended WAG meetings prior to Ms. Madden's arrival, and I was not overly optimistic. Since the inception of the newly formed WAG, I have attended every meeting, and over the last 18 months, I have witnessed true transformation. The 17 members of the WAG have developed a deep respect for one another as individuals and seem to have genuine regard and empathy for the other's values. There is a true spirit of collaboration and a willingness to work together to solve these complex issues that extends even beyond the WAG. Coexistence requires attending to the relationships between all parties. It involves examining how the relationships are impacted by systems beyond the individuals and entities, and thus enables us to focus on the areas of those systems that need improvement. Washington State faces a fork in the road. Continue down the path that pits individuals and communities against one another, which does nothing to prevent wolves or cattle from losing their lives, or be courageous and take the road less traveled, which could lead us to meaningful, enduring conflict transformation. And I believe with all my heart that this process is the way to move us forward, while at the same time acknowledging and honoring our diverse values. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I just want to add to the cattle rancher. I want to say amen to what you just said and really appreciate you coming here and saying that.
I totally believe that's the way to move our state forward. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We're moving right along. 8:45. We're going to go back to agenda item 2, open public comment. We have one person that came all the way from Paulsbo and wanted to make comments, so we're going to allow that to happen. Nancy Woodman, if I have that correct, please come forward.
For taking the time to listen to my comment and making time for me. I really appreciate it. My name is Nancy Woodman from Paulsbo, Washington. I'm a biomimicry professional, biologist, illustrator at the design table. I write and illustrate books for National Geographic and am an expedition team member. I've been working with wolves since 1995 with the Yellowstone Wolf Reintroduction Project. And I've also worked with wolves in the Great Bear Rainforest, the coastal wolves. I was part of the film Last Stand for the Great Bear, which also includes coastal wolves. I attended the two-day WAG meeting in Issaquah, and it was sort of interesting. I was talked to some of the people. I'm trying to hear everybody's perspective on this. One of the ranchers on the WAG told me that we were talking about streams, and cow dung in streams. And he said, oh, well, it adds nutrients to the streams. It's actually good for the fish. And it's sort of like nothing you could say to him would really change his mind about that. And I think that, you know, looking at the people that are on the WAG, a lot of them don't have a science background and are sort of speaking opinion. It's a very emotional subject for people, obviously, but I think there needs to be more facts brought into the situation. A few weeks ago, a friend and I went to Republic just to sort of see what was going on, to talk to people, to actually go into the forest, see where the deprivations were happening. And I gave two presentations, one to the Forest Service, some people in the Forest Service, the Youth Corps, and to the newspaper on wolves. So here's a few things that we observed and learned on our trip of October 20th area. It was hunting season, and cattle were still in the forest. So you'd sort of think if people were really worried about their cattle, they would have the cattle out of the forest by then. And it was also interesting that the deer were actually down in the meadows, in the pastures that were fenced, and the cows were up in the forest. And when we were talking to the Forest Service in their office, a hunter had just come in, and he was complaining about how many cows were in the forest and that he couldn't find any deer. I'm personally a tracker, and I did not find any deer sign in the forest, but say the stick pin area, which is where some of the deprivations were happening, was just, so it's a burn area, and it was burned 2 years ago, and there are two people in the Forest Service that make a determination if these cattle can be in the forest. Well, so the vegetation in the forest is nitrogen fixers right now. It was fireweed, just almost totally fireweed, with a few little salmonberry sprigs coming up. And I don't know if this is really good nutrition for cattle. I would think not. There was very little. And I was surprised that this area was actually being used for forage because there was hardly anything there. Cow tracks were everywhere. There were rivulets running through the forest and the streams, and there was cow poop everywhere. I believe...
Abby, you'll have to wrap up here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So, well, maybe I can submit this as public comment, but I believe I found the den, and it was very close to where the cattle were left off. We've also found that some of the deprivations happening with the cattle have been humans going in and killing cattle and taking some of the meat and then leaving the carcasses, and then, you know, maybe wolves and other animals would feed on that. So, and there was also another deprivation or another attack with two dogs who were attacking cattle. Okay, well, maybe I should just submit this for the rest of it. So thank you for listening to me.